Hi friends, welcome back to the show. Today's episode was actually 100% not pre-planned and in the schedule. It is a Holy Spirit laid this on my heart tonight through a very real life situation that played out today, so obviously very fresh in my mind, and I felt the Lord nudging me to share it all, so here I am recording this at 11 p.m. the evening before I will publish it as a little extra bonus episode for you. I was thinking about doing a bonus episode anyways, but I hadn't planned out exactly what I wanted to do, and the Lord came in and specifically laid this on my heart. So, was not planning to do this tonight, but we're going for it. Yay for bonus episodes. Come DM me on Instagram or something and let me know if you're here for bonus episodes and what the next one should be about, because I would love to get that feedback from you. But back to today's episode. I'm going to be talking you through the number one reason you're never crossing off your to-do list, aka through the perspective of the number one reason that I personally have not been crossing off my to-do list the past few days and what the Lord is teaching me through it. This is going to be a real, raw, vulnerable conversation, and I am here for it. So grab your coffee or get to doing the dishes and laundry, whatever you like to do when you listen to a podcast, and we're going to get into it. Hi friend, welcome back to the Simple Rhythms for Busy Moms podcast, where you can reset the daily chaos with intentional systems and boundaries, simple living solutions to slow down, and growing your identity in Christ, not your to-do list. Are you tired of feeling like you're simply surviving until bedtime day after day? If you feel constantly overwhelmed and can never get it all done while trying to balance motherhood, homemaking, and business, you're in the right place. I'll provide you with simple systems to embrace your season of motherhood and find freedom reclaiming your time and habits as a busy stay-at-home mom. Even if that means occasionally sneaking off to hide in the bathroom as a full-grown woman just to get a few minutes to breathe. Hi, I'm Cayenne, and as a mom in the trenches of the little years right now, and also a mom who has walked through chronic burnout and overwhelm trying to do it all, it's my mission to equip you to find peace and productivity in your days. If you're here for messy buns all day, continually being refined by motherhood, and learning to simply start right where you are, I'm so glad you're here. Grab your iced coffee, plug in your solo AirPod just in case the baby needs you, and let's find your rhythm, friend. Okay, before we get into today's episode, I'm going to read our featured review, and this one today is by Chip and Oreo, and it says, and by the way, I never know for sure who leaves these. I have no idea, actually, because I think it filters in the names automatically a lot of times, so a lot of times they're like nicknames, or maybe they're tied to your Apple ID. I'm not fully sure. So most of the time, I don't actually know who these are from at all, but I super appreciate them. Anyways, this review says, only 2 episodes in and already have actual steps and plans to change some rhythms in our home. This is so good. Thank you so much for this review. I am so grateful to hear from you, and this is really the main feedback I get on whether you're actually enjoying the show or getting anything from it. So this encourages me more than you know. Also, just the fact that you're getting actionable steps, that is a huge goal of this show. I don't want to gatekeep anything. I want to share and be helpful, and so this means more than you know to me. If you haven't left a review yet, if you would take 30 seconds to pause this, leave a quick review sharing something you love about the show or something you're learning, I would be so incredibly grateful. It really helps the show continue to grow and tells the algorithm to keep showing this podcast to more moms just like you. Or take a few seconds to text this episode to a friend or two. That's actually one of the main ways that I'm hearing that people are finding the show as well, which is super cool to hear. But if you want more actionable steps just like these, and really just a laid out roadmap diving in super deep to all of the rhythms I talk about here on the show, how to know what to prioritize first, how to make habits that actually stick, even if you've given up like 532 times in the past and you think you can never stick to something long term, hello, that was me, and how to really create more peace and less overwhelm in your days as a stay-at-home mom, my course, the Simple Rhythms for Busy Moms course, is for you. I created this for the mom that is in a season that truly feels like you are just surviving. You've looked forward to motherhood for so long, and you are so, so blessed, and you love your kids to pieces, but you also feel like you're missing something that everybody else knows and how to practically manage your home, get done what needs to get done, maybe balance building a side hustle or business on the side as well, and somehow still be present with your family without constantly thinking about the next thing on your to-do list. I get it because I was exactly where you are now a few years ago, and these rhythms have completely transformed every aspect of my life and so many of my students. Hearing that moms are actually enjoying their days for the first time in years, honestly, it truly makes me emotional just to think about, because that makes such a huge impact not only on their lives, but every single person in their home and family. And I want to do this with you too, my friend. I'm here to walk you through building routines that work for you as a stay-at-home mom, creating loose framework to get more done, and systems to help your life flow on autopilot. You've been listening. I know you've been curious. I've gotten your messages. Now is your time. This is your sign. So head to the link in the description below and get signed up to jump in today. Sorry if I shared a little bit more there. That was just, I don't know, that was really on my heart after I got some really awesome reviews about the course earlier. I think it just lit me up about the changes that people are seeing. So thank you so much, and I cannot wait to see you in the course. All right, let's get into this episode. I honestly feel like that kind of fire inside of you when you know you just have to get this out and share it, that's how I feel right now. And I know this message is for someone specific today because I feel so, so strongly that this had to be recorded tonight. And I never do that, but I really felt that. And so we're going for it. Let's just get right into it. I'm going to walk you through my day today and give you a little perspective as I start sharing so you can kind of feel where I'm coming from. This week has not been my best week, if I'm being honest. I really started this week feeling just a big lack of focus, even a little lack of motivation, and just feeling really scatterbrained and kind of all over the place. That was on Monday that I was noticing that I just felt off and a lot more scattered than normal, and it really proceeded to continue and really even get worse throughout this week. My one time this week that I had focused uninterrupted work time without my kids, I struggled like 75% of the time to even get my brain to focus and actually hone in on what needed to get done. And not that I never struggle with focus, but because I get uninterrupted, fully focused work time so rarely, like it's not as frequent of an occurrence in my life currently. I am really intentional, highly focused, and definitely way more productive in the few hours that I do get each week than I used to be in an entire full workday. Anyone else found that since they've become a mom? When I do get that time, it's like get in, head down, full throttle work mode. I'm getting in as much as I can get done. However, this week, that was not the case, and I ended the day feeling just super frustrated about it and just not getting done nearly as much as I needed to, but also not really knowing why, like what was going on. So going throughout the week, that lack of focus and just squirrel brainness really just continued, and it was driving me nuts. I would sit down to accomplish one thing and look up 20 minutes later and be doing something completely different and never even finish the first thing that should have taken like 2 minutes or less to accomplish, which was then magnified even more because my normal work time that I have every day after the kids go to bed was not an option this week at all. We had a brand that we have been working with for a YouTube project, and it required a renovation project here in our kitchen that we've been super excited to do. But so many things, like just practically life-wise, so many things have had to be pushed around to finally make it happen. This has been, you know, in the works for months now, and just random life stuff. We had some unexpected travel on the weekend that we had set aside originally to do this project, and then we didn't have any available weekends after that for like a handful of weeks in a row with just family birthdays and events and different things like that. So we were coming up on the deadline that we needed to get this project done and all of the photos and everything like that prepped for the brand to be able to use. So it had to happen this week, which meant that the only option was to use our time after the kids went to bed to work on that project, which was fine. But as renovation projects tend to go, at least in the Molina household, we ran into a few hurdles with measuring and like cabinets that opened wider than we expected, which caused a big issue in the measurements. Just like tiny little things that you don't realize drastically change renovation projects and how smoothly they can go, and so many more cuts and moving things around and anyways. So all of that to say, we've spent every evening this week working on that project, and zero of my normal work time has been available. I know a good amount of you that listen to this podcast are also moms that have a business from home or a side hustle or ministry, something that you dedicate time to regularly every week, and you have lots of responsibilities to keep afloat with that. So you can probably get that none of my normal work obligations went away. I just had zero of my normal time to accomplish that. And unfortunately, my children did not really love the idea of just sleeping for a few hours longer each morning to let me make up that time each day. Obviously, I didn't actually try that. That would not be a thing. It would not work at all, but that would be nice if we could work it like that. That's the very long preface of this story. So I know I can get a little rambly here, friends. I'm sorry. I guess that's why the podcast really is obviously the perfect fit. But anyways, I really just kept feeling stress, overwhelm, overstimulation, all of those things that used to be such a strong presence in every single day for me. This week really felt like a lot of that was building up way more than it has in a really long time. And it kind of all came to a head this evening. I didn't have a full breakdown, but we'll call it a mini breakdown. We'll call it a mini breakdown. Mostly, I felt really stuck on what to even accomplish because my to-do list was a mile long. I didn't have close to enough hours left in the day to even cross off a third of it. And to top it all off, I'm leaving town in the morning for a really fun girls trip with my mom and sisters that I've been looking forward to, but I also have to pack all three kids and everything that they need on top of all the other things on my list, just a lot at once, and I knew that a lot of the work things, like they can't just be moved around, they need to get done, I obviously need to get sleep tonight, and, you know, I had a fussy baby on top of that, which is just overstimulating. So, I had my mini breakdown, I went and sat in my bed and pretty much just stared at the wall trying to figure out what was happening, how on earth I was going to get everything done, and like where to even start. And also, honestly, I was feeling really frustrated on why I was even feeling like this. I have done all of this work to implement these rhythms that I literally share about constantly. I built my entire platform around it, and I fully believe and have seen that they work. So, like, I kept thinking, like, what is happening? I'm doing the things, like, I was looking through some of the rhythms that I do occasionally drop and I can feel a difference, and I hadn't dropped any of those. I was still doing those. I was still showing up and making that a priority. And this is not to say that I never have freakout moments or moments of overwhelm since implementing all of the things that I share about here, the boundaries, the intentional rhythms, like, all of that kind of thing. I 1000% do still have those freakout moments and moments of overwhelm, and I'm super open. I share that all the time because I want you to know that that's normal. But this week, today specifically, like, it was at a different level than those moments. I feel like when I think back to how my life was a few years ago, the best picture I can really give is that the stress and overwhelm in my life was really at a chronic level, where I would say the consistency that I felt stressed or overwhelmed each day was probably, very honestly, like 90% of each and every single day, and at an intensity level of 105%. I'm not even exaggerating that. Like, just very loud, in your face, constant, couldn't get away from it, that kind of feeling. And in my normal life now, I still get stressed and overwhelmed. I will never preach that I will eliminate stress or overwhelm in your life through the rhythms that I share about. I think that that is a part of living in a broken world with broken people. Stress or overwhelm is normal and it happens, but the percentage of my days that I feel chronically stressed or overwhelmed now is probably 10%, truly, like 100% honest. And the intensity level, it does still rise and fall depending on the situation, obviously, like that's normal too. But I would say the average intensity level in those moments is like 30%. So it's just so much more manageable. I know how to see the signs. I typically know exactly what is causing it and what I need to get back to in my life. Like, maybe I strayed away from a certain rhythm or routine that really helps me get things done. And I notice the signs so much faster. It's not at a chronic place at all. I get overwhelmed, I calm down, I figure out what needs to be done super fast, and I make the adjustments. Like, my days are not marked by those breakdowns or really big paralyzing moments where you just don't even know what to do. It's just, it's drastically different than it was a few years ago, just sharing some of my story. But, like I said, this week felt different, and I could not figure out what it was. All week, I could tell, like, I could just feel it rising. I could feel just in how I was reacting to my kids, how I was spending my time, how much work I was accomplishing. Again, noticing that I was never accomplishing my to-do list or even close to it every single day this week, and that was not normal. And I wasn't putting a ton of extra things on my list either. So I was noticing something was wrong, but I couldn't figure out exactly what it was until I was sitting on my bed, like I said, after I had my little mini breakdown, sitting on my bed, staring at the wall, and I realized that all I wanted to do was grab my phone. And you guys know, I have pretty strict boundaries around social media at this point. I'll definitely have some more episodes kind of detailing what that journey has looked like for me. But all I wanted to do was grab my phone and either like scroll through social media, but I knew that wasn't actually going to help anything. I didn't have anything I needed to check. Really what I wanted to do was pull up Safari and pull open, this is like very transparent, but pull open different tracking metrics that I have for the podcast. And that's what really woke me up to, oh, yeah, this might be a problem. So When I started the podcast, I have several different back-end things that track like what episodes are doing best, just different metrics along the way, how many reviews I have, different things like that, right? I have a Facebook group as well. I want to make sure to respond to people in that. I have several different things that I try to keep up on and check to make sure that I can, you know, get a good idea of what is resonating with people as I'm creating content. I want to make more content like that, everything. And when I launched the podcast, now we're only literally 2 weeks into this, but when I launched the podcast, I downloaded all of those so that I can track that off the back end of the business side. You know, you want to see what's doing well. You want to kind of track your growth, track how things are trending, all of that kind of thing. That's super important on the back end of a business, and I won't say that it's not. And originally when I downloaded them, I was checking them during launch week and everything like that because I had a few specific goals that I set strategically for the back end of the podcast, you know? Like I had told you guys, I set an original goal of 100 reviews during launch week. You guys way surpassed that because you're absolutely amazing. And then you surpassed 150 when I set a new goal. Literally, guys, this community could not be any better. But so I had good intentions when I downloaded it. I was tracking to see if we were on track for the goals and trying to hit those goals. I'm a very goal-oriented person. I've shared that. But then I feel like in the past couple weeks since then, what I didn't realize was happening in the background is that I had social media on to post different things, but I wasn't necessarily struggling with that. I was deleting it when I got off of posting, but I was constantly wanting to continually pull things up on my phone and check the stats behind the podcast. Like, I just wanted to see almost like that addiction element of phones, I think, and the dopamine hit you get from checking things like that, which we've seen the studies for social media and all of that, but I also think that that is very true when you're checking specific stats and things like that. I think it's a very similar thing. And honestly, like the true reason I was wanting to do that, or that I was telling myself I wanted to do that anyways, was to see if things were, you know, working, if all of the work that I was putting in on the back end was actually paying off, if I was doing things the right way, whatever that means, you know? And it wasn't even specifically like vanity metrics or anything like that. It truly was just like wanting to make sure that it was still growing and just kind of wanting to see where we're at, like get a good idea of how the podcast was doing. And since I'm showing up, like creating this content and working really hard on the back end, I just wanted to kind of check and see how it's doing. However, what I didn't realize about that is that I just really feel like Satan used that to get in and just distract me. Because while it's good from a business strategy standpoint to check these things and keep a good idea of this and regularly check them, checking multiple times a day, I don't think that makes literally any difference. I don't think it does anything. I think you're just driving yourself a little bit crazy and feeding that social media / phone addiction by just pulling it up again and again. And I have tried to be really strategic around that in the last probably year or so specifically. And I honestly, I can't believe I fell back into that, but it also was just something that I could do. Like, it seemed like something to check off, like, oh, it's just something I need to do. I need to see how this is doing, you know, check in on it. But then it like grew just in a couple weeks to where I needed to check multiple times a day and just waste needless time on it. And when I thought through this afternoon or this evening, and I was praying through this, I just felt so frustrated and I got so passionate about it because, oh my goodness, I think the verse that talks about the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. If you think that that verse does not apply to small habits, I would strongly disagree. I think often that is exactly how the enemy likes to slide in quietly, unnoticed, and start making a space there that is continually growing. He was stealing my attention. He was stealing my distraction from something that I feel so much passion. I know that this is a calling the Lord has placed on my heart. I know I'm supposed to be here. I know this is a message that the world needs more of. Like, that has been affirmed again and again and again. And I really think he was using something as dumb and silly as refreshing podcast statistics over and over again and tracking that to waste my time and get in my head. This might sound so silly. I don't know. And you might just be sitting there judging me, thinking I'm just crazy and you don't struggle with anything like that. But sometimes those little things that we actually think, oh, I'm being productive, I'm doing something that I need to do, can take up more time and space than we think. And that actually was affecting a lot of my productivity throughout this past week. because every time I was trying to get work done and I would get a notification or I would see something pop up or I need to go refresh and check and see how that's doing or whatever, it just distracts you and leads you down a rabbit hole where you're just wasting all of this time. I hope this is resonating, that you're getting my point with this, because I really think that, like I said, I really feel strongly that someone needs to hear this. But the thing that came to mind immediately when I was praying through all of this was just the fact that I am not here for this. I do not think that we should be here for this. Satan, you cannot have our time. You cannot have our days. You cannot have our kids' childhood. Like, some of these small habits that really add up to so much more can steal so much more of our time than we realize and genuinely impact our kids' childhood and the memories that they have around their childhood. Satan is not going to keep us distracted away from our true purpose and calling just to keep us busy with mindless scrolling. He's not going to keep our attention to keep us buying into the lie of constantly needing to be busy, even if it's fruitless work, to do something in order to feel productive. We are not here to have Satan steal our rest. We are not here to let him have our mental health, our marriage, our priorities. He is not going to sneak into our habits and slowly capture more and more of them without catching our attention. We are not here for that. And I had to share that on this podcast because someone needs to hear that. So mine might seem like a silly example, and that's okay. If it seems silly and it doesn't resonate with you, that's okay. But what is Satan using to distract you in your days, in your little extra minutes that you have here and there? What is he using to sneak in and take your attention away from what it really needs to be on? The number one reason for me that this whole week that I was not crossing off my to-do list, that I was not feeling balanced in my days, knowing what needed to get done, or even being as present as I wanted to with my family, was 100% that I was allowing the enemy to sneak in the back door of my passions and desires for a huge dream that the Lord has put on my heart. And Satan was sneaking in and placing stakes camouflaged into the grounds of my dreams so that I thought that they were actually supposed to be there. I thought I was doing something productive. I thought I was, you know, making a good use of my time by tracking these things. But really, they were just trying to take up space and trip me up, redirect me off the path I needed to be on by putting distractors to hold my attention instead of what I truly needed to be spending my time doing. And if we don't have our eyes open to these little habits that maybe start as a small distraction, but is stealing more and more of our time, even our purpose, our identity, guys, these small habits can grow into so much more, either good or bad, like both sides of this. So if we don't have our eyes open to see these distractions for what they are, the enemy truly can use that to completely get us off the path that God has laid out for us. One of the easiest lies the devil uses to distract us is making us believe we have more time than we truly do. Our time is valuable, our days are limited, and how we spend our time matters. I really believe that. I believe that the habits that we build our days with, it matters. So for you, is there a habit that immediately comes to your mind that might need some pruning and redirecting before it brambles out of control and takes over the whole property? Obviously, like what I shared today, it didn't get to like an out of control point, but I'm sharing it because even those small things, it can get to an out of control point. It can get to a point where you are spending, you know, a few minutes scrolling on social media. Suddenly you're spending hours a day doing that. Or every time you sit down to play with your kids, you get your phone out and you're looking through social media and you're not interacting with them. You're not looking in their eyes. You're not talking with them. They're trying to talk with you and you're constantly frustrated because they're interrupting you from scrolling through your feed, watching the highlight reels of other people's lives, and you're missing the moments that are right in front of you. I have been guilty of that. And so I'm hoping that this is hitting someone today, because again, I honestly, like, if I'm being transparent, I do feel a little bit weird sharing it because it sounds silly. But I think that there's a piece in it that's here for someone. So as your action item today, I want you to actually take the time to write out the top three habits that come to your mind that are stealing more of your time or attention than you would like in your days right now. Like for me, checking those statistics, it took more of my time and attention than I thought, and it ended up kind of like spreading out into my days and stealing more of my productivity. Because when you're constantly like trying to refresh something and you're in the middle of it and you're like, oh, I need to go check that or whatever, and it's just on your mind, it takes your productivity away. It takes your it makes you more distracted, makes you less productive. It can easily snowball into so much more. So I want you to write out those top three things, really think through that, and pick one habit that you want to start putting some boundaries around. If it's your phone, maybe put it in a drawer away from you for an extra hour or two a day. Maybe it's deleting social media off your phone completely. Maybe it's staying up too late in the evenings, binging your favorite Netflix show, and then you can never manage to wake up in time to have the slow, quiet start to the day with your quiet time routine before your kids wake up like you crave. Maybe it's not planning ahead and you're reaping the consequences of that by living in endless stress cycles from not being prepared throughout the day, and it's stealing your joy and your energy throughout the day. Whatever it is for you, write it down and write down one habit or boundary to implement this week and come share it in our private Facebook group for accountability. This is a group of like-minded women who are all pursuing, like wanting to find more balance in their life, wanting to find more routine in their days as a stay-at-home mom, and wanting the Lord to really direct how they spend their time and wanting to grow and finding their identity in Christ, not their to-do list. So come join that Facebook community. The link is down below in the description, and come write down the one habit or boundary that you're going to implement this week, and we can all cheer each other on in that. For me personally, I am deleting those things off my computer. So once a week, I'm going to go in and track them. But aside from that, I'm not going to be tracking it every day anymore. It's a distraction element, and it leads me down the path of getting distracted by other things. I'm just not here for it. So I'm deleting it. I don't have time to waste. That is not what I need to be spending my time doing. So I'm just taking them off. I'm not keeping them as open browsers anymore. And I'm just going to have one day a week that I check it, write it down for tracking. And honestly, I might even move to less than that eventually. We'll see what happens. But that's my boundary. What is yours for this week? I hope this was encouraging in some way. Like I said, I know someone needed to hear it, so I hope that it did encourage that one person and meet you where you're at, because you are not alone. So thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Simple Rhythms for Busy Moms podcast. I cannot wait to see you in the next one. Bye, friends.
Leave Mama Boo. Peaky peace.
Hi friends, I have a really quick favor before you leave today. If this show has encouraged, blessed, or motivated you in some way, the number one way that you can let me know is by leaving a review over on Apple Podcasts. It seriously makes my entire day every time I hear from you and see a review. This is the only way that I actually know if you're liking the show. If you would take 30 seconds to do that for me, I would be so grateful. This helps get the show in front of more people to continue to grow and create more episodes just like this. If you enjoy the systems and rhythms I share here, I know you have friends who could use these systems and rhythms as well. You can also take a screenshot of this episode and tag me at Kyena Matt over on Instagram so I can share your account on my stories as well. The last thing you can do is join our totally free Facebook group to connect with the incredible community of like-minded mamas just like you and get first access to all the super top secret projects we have planned for the year ahead. I'll see you in there. Thanks so much for being here, and I can't wait to see you next week.